Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor, visiting with Claudia Sheinbaum, thanks to Alison Federica's article in Geopolitical Futures. Claudia Sheinbaum is the new president of Mexico, and she inherits a lot of industrial ambitions. At the same time, she inherits Central America, which is the conduit for thousands, tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of now, migrants seeking the United States through Central America from the Darien Gap to Mexico, where they're given permission to travel to the northern border and cross into the U.S., unless. So Mexico's relationship with Central America has to do with migration chiefly, although there's also trade. Alison, are we anticipating any change of direction on the southern border of Mexico? Because that would be the place to discourage the migration to the southern border of the U.S.
The Mexico-Guatemala border, the approach is not going to change, but what does that look like right now? Mexico has been trying and working to control the inflow of migrants at that crossing. There's a lot of land that is porous that they don't have direct control or capacity to prevent crossings. And the main strategy that they've been trying to coordinate is actually U.S. working with Guatemalan authorities and working with authorities in Central America to try and encourage people to get visas locally before they travel and try to stem migration that way. Because Mexico on its own with its security forces are having a really hard time single-handedly stopping any entrance of people from Guatemala into Mexico. And so they really do require coordination with the U.S. and Guatemala, as well as with Central American governments trying to stem that flow from the south into Mexico.
Now we go to the other southern border, the one that is described by Texas. There's been change of policy from Washington these last days. It's like watching a tennis match. The ball goes this way, the ball goes that way. However, Sheinbaum certainly knows she's inheriting the USMCA, which is to the advantage of Mexico, but that has there's reason to have questions about how she's going to enforce the crossing from Mexico into the United States. Has she indicated which direction she's going to go? Does she accept return to Mexico? Does she, in some fashion, attempt to choke off at the southern U.S. border?
So, in general, Mexico has been fairly cooperative in terms of what it's going to work with the United States. And the reason is that whatever the U.S. decides to do, there's very little that Mexico can do to stop it. In terms of if you want to talk about throwing pure brute strength around at the border, the U.S. is going to outweigh Mexico.
Right.
It hasn't come to that. And so we will see rhetoric on both sides, posturing, depending on which way that tennis ball goes across the net moving forward. But in general, there is a level of cooperation. Mexico is going to be most supportive of moves of directly deporting people back to their home country. So bringing, for example, Venezuelans directly back to Venezuela, be it from the northern Mexico or southern U.S. border. What they don't want to see is having all of this influx of migration come in and settling in Mexico because they just don't have the capacity to absorb that many migrants. And so whenever they do enter into talks with the U.S. on how to manage the situation, the one thing they will always advocate for is any non-Mexican citizens' assistance for or direct transportation back to the country of origin so that Mexico is not single-handedly responsible for them staying in the country.
Alison Federica for Geopolitical Futures. And I mentioned that Claudia Sheinbaum is an excellent English speaker. She's educated in America in part. So she will explain herself very thoroughly these next 6 years. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're here from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to The Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.